Can't you see she's got me worried? I don't wanna lose her love. I don't wanna lose her. The cross town is too slow. Hitchhiking is a no-no. She's all I'm thinking of. All I'm thinking of. Taxi. I've got some passion in mm-hmm. Yes, I have now. Taxi. Like a fool, I broke her heart in two. So didn't mean to do it now. So stop your meter and run it. And get your engine honey. I just wanna see her. Just wanna see her. With her pet to the melt. Does it matter? I've got to sell. I just need her. And I know it grieves her.
To pay a little homage to one of our past associates in the music business, a young lady named Rita Sample Harris. She was a promoter, a record promoter, which is very rare and few these days, but she was a actual record promoter. And she worked in some different places. One of the places that she worked was Casablanca Records. And that was Humphrey Bogart's son, Neil Bogart's record label. And some of the people there were Gerald Busby and several others that were there. And she played a big role in their success back in those days with Donna Summers and even Kiss and some of the other acts, major acts. You know, she did a yeoman's job. And we would like to say rest in peace. And we know that Soundtown Records was very important to you and your family, and we thank God for you. Rest in peace. But we're also going to look this week at some of the situations that are occurring in the music industry today that occurred during the soul music era that we like to allude to so much in the show. The music business hasn't changed a whole lot. The basic thing about the music business, I guess, right now is trying to capture as much of the revenue and sales and royalties and everything that can be captured. But it's a new situation now as far as, you know, with the internet access and everything else that is occurring these days. But, you know, it's just turned out to be a great situation. And Miss Rita Sample was a very big part of it. Very big part of it. And we want everybody to kind of think about the music era, I guess, during the time when she was in the business. Acts like Cameo and Stevie Wonder. Even Stevie Wonder, she worked a very long time with Stevie Wonder, as, you know, one of the main promoters in the whole Motown group up there. But she definitely was very involved in that. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Hold 1 second. All right. We're back on the air. And like I say, we have a very hot summer here, and it's disrupting a lot of things, but we're going to try to keep on going here. But yeah, that was someone that, like I said, Ms. Harris worked diligently with Stevie Wonder and some of the other great groups of that era, and we're going to miss her in the music business. But like I say, God will make a way for her. So we're just going to pray for her and her family. And I want you to hear one song I know that she loved quite a bit. And once we can get it in play here, we will get it going. And while we're waiting on that one to come about, we're going to try to get a few other things worked out here and see if we can get some of the great music that she had. And but I know she loved Donny Hathaway, and we're gonna let you hear a little bit of some of her music that she really loved. This was during the soul music era, Donny Hathaway.
Ooh. your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, see you again. When the spring, summer, or fall, all you have to do is call.
Someone who came out at the end of the soul music era, but he managed to keep it going. He's deceased now, but he was a great vocalist.
Brought us together.
And I've been waiting for a love like you. It's so amazing to be loved. I follow you to the moon and the sky above. The moon.
Great Luther Vandross, one of his songs, so amazing. We're going to do a couple of songs now that Miss Sample had some direct interest working on, that I worked on with her in the promotion and getting some coverage on it through the media. And she was very good working with the media. And the songs were Billboard. They debuted on Billboard magazine. And to do that, you to be reaching a large portion of the public. But here's Miss Sherida Brown. The song coming on first, the end of the song, used to be Your House, Now It's Another Man's Home, which was another Billboard hit. And, but it's, you're just going to, you know, the end of it, going as it goes off and leave the bridges standing.
We'll leave the bridge just standing. Those ugly things.
Worked on for Soundtown and did a great job. We're going to play a song that I remember. She loved this group. She loved them very much. The lead singer, was from Memphis, and she was from Memphis. But that didn't have anything to do with it. She just loved the group because they had some hits. We're going to play Maurice White and Earth, Wind, and Fire here on Soul Town.
Love was changing my mind tonight while chasing the clouds.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. They put the funk in the jazz, man, and really took it to a whole new level. But that's Earth, Wind, and Fire. With their leader and producer and writer and everything else, Maurice White, graduate of Booker T. Washington High School, Memphis, Tennessee. And he's a Booker T. Washington warrior. But, okay, we're going to go on and we're going to play somebody who I look up to as being one of the greatest soul singers, or maybe great, one of the greatest singers ever. The entire spectrum. He was just a great vocalist. And we want to listen to him for a minute and his message to everybody who have some sense of loss today. From Clarksdale, Mississippi, one of the greatest soul singers in the history of music. One of the greatest singers in the history of music, shall I say. Mr. Sam Cooke. Going to come, and be this evening. It might be about 5 or 5:30, but I'll be there. Bye bye. King and hear something I think that would wanted to say. And she loved Dr. King.
Every now and then, I guess we all think realistically,
yes, sir,
about that day when we will be victimized with what is life's final common denominator. That's something that we call death. We all think about it, and every now and then I think about my own death, and I think about my own funeral, and I don't think of it in a morbid sense. Every now and then I ask myself, what is it that I would want said? And I leave the word to you this morning. If any of you are around when I have to meet my day, I don't want a long funeral. And if you get somebody to deliver the eulogy, tell them not to talk too long. And every now and then I wonder what I want them to say. Tell them not to mention that I have a Nobel Peace Prize. That isn't important. Tell them not to mention that I have 300 or 400 other awards. That's not important. Tell them not to mention where I went to school. I'd like somebody to mention that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to give his life serving others. I'd like for somebody to say that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to love somebody. I want you to say that day that I tried to be right on the war question. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try to feed the hungry. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try in my life to clothe those who were naked. I want you to say on that day that I did try in my life to visit those who were in prison. I want you to say that I tried to love and serve humanity. Yes, if you want to say that I was a drum major, say that I was a drum major for justice. Say that I was a drum major for peace. I was a drum major for righteousness. And all of the other shallow things will not matter. I won't have any money to leave behind. I won't have the fine and luxurious things of life to leave behind. But I just want to leave a committed life behind. And that's all I want to say. If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word of song, if I can show somebody he's traveling wrong, then my living will not be in vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian ought, if I can bring salvation to a world once wrought, if I can spread the message as the Master taught, then my living will not be in vain. Yes, Jesus, I want to be on your right or your left side. Not for any selfish reason. I want to be on your right or your left side, not in terms of some political kingdom or ambition, but I just want to be there in love and in justice and in truth and in commitment to others so that we can make of this old world a new world.
Dr. Martin Luther King, trying to bring a little love and peace to the world. Here's a young man that was in the soul music era, and he had a song that he felt would help bring things back together during the soul music era, and we're going to listen to a little of him. He was from the jazz genre into the R&B, soul music, pop genre. And he crossed all lines. Okay, so here he is. What a great music. Boy. Thank you. Bit of solid soul from Tuskegee, Alabama through Motown. Lionel Richie.
The truth will always be in your soul.
Love will find a way. Lionel Richie. Definitely one of the greats from music history. And definitely going to go down in books as being one of the great, great artists of our time, both in vocalists and in writing and producing, because he wrote and produced all of his material pretty much all the way, you know, from what I understand. He did all of the production on his. I'm going to play a little bit of Jay Blackfoot. Rita Sample worked on this product also, and got this album off. She worked on this album all the way through and did a great job. I'm going to start off with the first song on the album, which was never released, but everybody heard it because it's the first song on the album. I'm going to flip over to the second song and run with it.
Do not adjust the sound on your stereo. There is nothing wrong with your set. For the next 34 minutes, I will control what you hear and feel. You're about to be taken on a musical safari through the most ferocious jungle known to man. The jungle where the hunter is often captured by the game. This is the city, and you are there.
That's where the city. We at Soul Town want to wish everybody love, peace, and soul. And we will see you next week on Soul Town, the sound of music.
What time is it? Man, I gotta hurry up and get there. I don't see no cabs nowhere. Wait, yeah, that one over there. Yeah,